This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Hour number three. Let me welcome Facebook. Facebook into the fray. Speaking of Facebook, I had an interesting thing happen on Facebook just a little while ago. I took a Franklin Armory AR-15 out with a binary trigger, binary 3 trigger, I believe it is. And I took it out and I shot it, and I put some video of this up on Facebook. Because that's what I do. You know, this is my work. This is how I, you know, earn a living, and it's my passion. It's a lot of things. It's the dream job for me. Somebody sent me a friend request, and I went looking. Whenever somebody sends me a friend request, I go looking at them, because I'm going to be choosy, because some people I don't want to associate with. And this is the thing. I have set, you know, I have picked my hill to die on. And if you run afoul of my setup as far as where I've decided to make my stand, we're not going to be buddies. That's my prerogative. That's my right. Your right to say whatever you want does not transcend my right. Well, this individual, obviously anti-Semitic individual, he got out there and he said, "Love all of your content." This is the guy that I did not take his friend request. "Love all of your content, and but you're wrong about the Nazis being on the left." I was interested in that. I wanted to find out what the consensus would be from it, since they embrace eugenics and a few other things. And he makes these statements about how Hitler was he was opposed to progressives, and he was opposed to this, that, and the other. Except the problem is that when I look at some of the things that he did, some of the things the Islamics have done, and now what we see happening with Antifa, I see a lot of the same stuff. And I don't think that Adolf Hitler, for example, came from a place of the conservative realm. And you can get out there and say, well, he was a far right, extreme, you know, if you are two or three extremes, well, you're not anywhere near me to begin with. Now, on the other hand, if you're somebody out there and you're sort of a Hitler apologist or a fascist apologist, he said that they were not fascists, and the, you know, getting out there and using the socialist part of the Nazi, you know, the National Socialist Party was a misnomer. It was a mistaken way to go about it. And this is the thing. Then he proceeds to go down the, you know, he's insulting everybody that engages him and all this other stuff. And I blocked him and I kicked him out. And then he came into one of my other pages and said, "Thanks a lot, patriot. Just like everybody else, you censor me when I get out there and say something that's unpopular." No, I don't censor you when you say something is unpopular. As a matter of fact, I put on a uniform and defended your right to say something unpopular, but I don't have to like it. And I don't have to tolerate it either. I don't know you. I'm not going to know you. If I did know you, it might turn into something a little more frantic for a moment, at least for you. And this internet anonymity just isn't going to play with me. It's not going to fly. So here's what I'm about. When I took this oath to defend this country, and this doesn't make me patriotic or anything, this just makes me look at this country, and I've been to other countries, I've seen the way they live, both friend and foe. And believe me, you're in the best place. If you're in the United States, you're in the best place you could be. This is why everybody tries to come here. While you're out there, while all these, America was never great and all this other nonsense. Still, They come here in droves. If we were to say, all are welcome, everybody can come in the United States, and, you know, we're not going to have any quotas, and we're not going to have any requirements to be a citizen, just come on. Even if we said there's no money, there's no funding, no nothing, they would come. They would show up. Oh, they would be, it would be a gigantic mass move of people, the likes of which the world has never seen. Now, this is the part that irritates me the most about these. Whenever somebody gets out there and wants to say, hey, you just censored me. In a couple of ways, that angers me. Because for some reason, there's a group of people out there that seem to think they should be able to say to you whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, and you should just take it. And this is where people take the Constitution and try to use it as a bludgeon. First Amendment rights, so listen to me. No. Your First Amendment right says you can listen to whatever you want. My First Amendment right says I can leave. I have the freedom to associate or to not associate. And I think that's where the difference is drawn, because I wish no one any ill will. There are certain things that I look at the world, and I know that there is evil and that there is good. And I look at these things, and I think about these things, and then I just look at these people that come out there. And I tried to reach out to this guy. I was like, look, dude, I just put up a video of a gun. What's with this geopolitical tirade about the strong points of Nazism? What's that about? But then I thought about it, and I was like, no, I don't think I want to reach out and reason with this guy. Because I had looked at his page. And, I mean, 9 times out of 10, if you send me a friend request and you are a real person, and you're not I get a bunch of female friend requests that uses the same picture of the same XXX rated porn star, which I'm not going to tell you why I know that's who that is. I just looked up the picture because I kept wondering why everybody, this girl had 20,000 names. I don't take those, and I, typically if they're local or somebody that is a listener or something, and I can look at that and see that, I'll do it. If I look at it and you seem like if I have to keep looking deeper at your profile and looking deeper at the things you say, and I don't want to be associated with you, learn to live with it and get over it. I don't care if you like my content. I don't care if I'm not digging what you're saying about certain groups, like this guy was an anti-Semite. He was a gigantic anti-Semite. And he said the reason World War II happened and Hitler did what he did was because the Jews, as J-O-O-S, they were out there and they had financially, you know, this was a fight back against them. So here we have a Holocaust denier. Okay. You're welcome to do that. I don't have to watch it. There's nothing that says I have to watch it. If you can make me watch it, well, that might be something. But, you can't. And I, for the sake of being expeditious with my time, I just got rid of you. That I sure did. I tossed you aside. And if that makes you mad, I'm sorry. But not sorry enough to go back and open up to you, because you're just a slimy excuse for a human being if you're out there thinking that Hitler's stuff was justified. I just had to get that off my chest because this all just happened. He came to one of my other pages. I have 3. I didn't have a radio show. I wouldn't have any, but I have 3, and he went to one of the other ones and said, thanks, Patriot, and censored me. Okay. Go sputter somewhere else. I don't care. Go sputter somewhere else. Hope we don't ever meet face to face. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Carrera-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Now, before I go on with this, I need to have a quick chat with a young man that's watching right now, and I'm talking about you, Luciano. Now, I know you're young. I know you haven't quite, some of these things I'm about to tell you may not understand. So your dad will probably remind you. But I'm going to tell you something that I found out the hard way. And if somebody had told me this before and actually emphasized it, I might have listened to it and saved a whole lot of time. So pay attention, Luciano. Everything your mom and dad are trying to get you to do is going to be a benefit to you. It's going to be good for you. And everything that they tell you is going to happen as you're out there doing things that you want to try and everything, they've already done them. And they know how it's going to work out, whether it's going to be good or bad. So listen to your parents, no matter what else happens. Listen to your parents. And you'll do just fine. The world will be, as they would say, your oyster. Your dad, I have to tell you how that worked out, too. Let's go back to Black Lives Matter on July the 4th, past midnight. A bunch of them were congregated on Interstate I-5, parking their cars on the highway to protest alleged police racism and to advocate for defunding police departments. I don't know why that would be the case after Chaz. Apparently it still is, though, in Seattle especially. So, the Seattle authorities shut down the highway hours earlier by blocking entrances to allow the illegal protest to carry on without interruption. And still they're protesting the cops. Then they decided to live stream it because nothing is quite as important as being able to live stream something on social media. So they sat behind the parked cars in the otherwise empty road when suddenly a woman alerted the mob to an incoming car. Now, the car was on a highway. And when I drive on a highway, I'm trying to drive so fast that I'm trying to go back in time. Or at least drive just fast enough to where the highway patrol doesn't want to pull me over. So, the car wasn't going to stop. And the mob issued more warnings. Dozens of protesters clad in black dashed out from behind several black cars and onto the shoulder of the highway. The only possible path for the incoming vehicle to go to avoid any sort of a collision. We have video footage from a balcony that shows the incoming vehicle decelerating and swerving to avoid the protesters swarming into its path, hitting two of them head on at a pretty good rate of speed and catapulting them into air. Cries of panic are then heard from the mob, and then we hear this, call the police, whom they were protesting just moments before. Additional mobile phone footage showed the protesters languishing over the slow response of the 911 operators and expressing frustration with the lack of help from a police vehicle parked within eyesight of the roadblock. Now, the vehicle that hit the protesters had driven a comfortable distance from the mob before stopping, turning on emergency lights, and waiting for authorities to arrive. And the mob decided to go after the vehicle, screaming obscenities and attempting to pull the driver out, prompting the vehicle to slowly drive off. And they decided to pursue him. Now, far-left journalists took to Twitter to launch accusations of right-wing terrorism and white supremacy, only to be disappointed by the findings of the real investigators. The driver was identified by authorities as Dawit Khalid, a 27-year-old black man. He had not been driving while impaired. There was no evidence of the collision being purposeful, and he inquired as to the condition of the protesters upon arrest. The protesters, both white women, were in critical condition, with one dying the next day in intensive care. Why would you block off a road, Seattle? Why would you make it okay, after what you just went through, for them to continue to do this nonsense? This is the government trying to, they remind me of a bunch of GOP politicians. They want to be popular with all the cool kids, and these are the cool kids right now, I guess, and I don't know. I don't know what to think about a municipality that would allow a blockade and then get out there and arrest a guy for hitting people when it's probably, here where I live, it's illegal to walk on the highway for just this reason, because you got cars doing highway speed, which I read that to be 60, 65 minimum. And, it takes a longer time to decelerate. And when you hit somebody at that speed, well, they're pretty much done. This is the same municipality that allowed the Antifa, the group, to seize control of a 6-block area of downtown, Chaz, Chud, Chop, whatever they want to call it. And they were a police-free country. until they started having a bunch of killings in Chachachup, and a 16-year-old young black man was shot and killed, marking the third black teenage shooting victim in the overwhelmingly white, allegedly anti-racist protest. Now, to some, these roadblocks are sort of a inconvenience. But some of these are becoming deadly because Black Lives Matter will prevent ambulances and firefighters and other emergency responders from reaching their destinations since the death of George Floyd. Not to mention attacks on drivers. One BLM mob in Utah set upon a driver who had courteously stopped in front of their blockade, attempted unsuccessfully to pull the driver out of the vehicle before shooting the driver, who sped off wounded. The shooter fired again, hitting the rear window. Another driver in Seattle was stopped at a roadblock, was almost pulled out of his car by a mob before shooting his assailant in the arm, causing the mob to scatter. The driver then jumped out of the car and ran to the police to turn himself in. They probably did arrest him because he's just a regular guy and he just shot somebody in self-defense. The psychology behind this is extraordinarily sinister. The mobs blocking the roads are counting on the goodwill and generosity of drivers to stop them and use that goodwill as an opportunity to assault them. Deadly assault them. They're relying on the benevolence of the drivers. The protesters are implicitly admitting the goodness of their victims before they assault them anyway. And a driver who refuses to remain parked after the danger critically escalates and plows through a mob of assailants is not a criminal, but rather a person of self-esteem. He holds his life and the lives of his passengers above that of the crowd of potential murderers and takes defensive action. And this is individualism, not selfishness. And this is what the roadblock mob morally condemns. Aghast that their sacrifice would not offer himself up willingly to be terrorized by them. They expect the one to cater to the many, even if it costs him his life, and howl with indignation when they don't get that sacrifice. So, This is the collectivist philosophy that animates BLM and the other groups to attack America. The question becomes, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about this nefarious attack? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says all Americans should mask up outside their homes.
Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives in the next few months.
Legal experts have called the national mandate unconstitutional. Vice President Mike Pence is highlighting the crucial roles of farmers in the new U.S. trade deal.
USMCA is a win for Iowa. It's a win for the heartland, and it's a win for America's farmers.
The vice president continues.
In 2018 alone, Iowa's farmers and ranchers exported more than $6.6 billion worth of goods to Canada and Mexico.
The Dow on Thursday lost 80 points, and you're listening to USA Radio News. Israel and the United Arab Emirates agreed to establish a formal diplomatic relationship, a dramatic shift brokered by the United States and President Trump that helped cement Israel's warming ties with the Gulf states. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien saying,
it's really remarkable, I think, when you step back and take a look at what this president has done on the peace front. And it wouldn't surprise me. It'll take some time in this environment, but it wouldn't surprise me if the president's eventually nominated for a Nobel Prize for today's work is an example.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Thursday she won't resume coronavirus aid talks with the White House unless they agree to a starting number of $2 trillion. Which is double the cost of the Republican proposal. Republicans oppose $1 trillion for state and local governments included in the Democratic plan, as well as $25 billion for the post office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Is Lock and Load. You know, as Americans around the country celebrated the 4th of July this past weekend, Democrats made it clear whose side they were on when it comes to attacking the values and the traditions that matter most to just regular people. Right now, we've just come off of and it's still going on. All these blue cities across the country are being overrun by leftist anarchists seeking to destroy the United States from the inside out. The leftist mayors are just standing by and watching while this happens. And they are openly endorsing criminal behavior because it's for a good cause, right? In Seattle, Mayor Jenny Durkin allowed leftist anarchists to take over a number of city blocks and called it the beginning of the summer of love. Then after the multiple murders of black teenagers, Durkin still did nothing to shut the zone down and tied the hands of the police chief. When 19-year-old Horace Lorenzo Anderson was killed, she didn't bother to call his father with the news, although Trump did call him and give him his condolences. She finally took action when rowdy protesters, led by socialist city councilwoman Kashama Sawat, marched to her personal home. Amazing. How when that anarchy gets on your front porch, all of a sudden domestic terrorism takes shape. In Chicago, Mary Lori Lightfoot had the nerve to lecture Trump on leadership as murders and shootings in the city skyrocket. In Minneapolis, the city council voted to defund the police while using thousands of dollars to get their own private mercenary security. In New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio is slashing the NYPD's budget and allowing the mob to vandalize statues of George Washington and other important figures. But it's one thing for Democrats in charge of cities to watch their own cities burn. It's quite another for leaders in Washington to allow for the desecration of monuments and property that belongs to all of us. So the Department of Homeland Security decided to deploy, and they sent out some teams to protect the nation's monuments and to ensure they're available for the enjoyment by American families during the long holiday weekend. Monuments are put up as a reminder as a reminder. They're a reminder of a time before me and you, right? And these reminders, you know, that you know there was no video cameras or anything back in these days, so all we have are monuments and history and stories. And these monuments that are out there, these positions of these people, you know, while history gets out there and says some of these guys were, they were on the south side, some of these guys were on the north side, these guys are completely undiscerning when it comes to that. They're taking down statues of Frederick Douglass, Ulysses Grant, all these other guys, and, you know, Lincoln. And these guys were at the forefront of the Emancipation Proclamation. They also want to go after Columbus. They want to go after, and, you know, they got out there and completely politicized the Mount Rushmore. They're doing that with Stone Mountain right now in Atlanta. They're wanting to take away history. And this is the thing about history. You don't have to agree with history. History merely is. It is something that happened. We weren't here to prevent it. We are not. We can't go back and fix it. It merely is. And all we can do is look back at it and see that lesson for what it was. That's what it should be. It should be the lesson that we took in order to learn something from it. We have that luxury, if you will. We have that that chance. And erasing it changes nothing. Erasing it changes nothing. Now, it does fix it to where later on down the road, when you take all this away, there will be none of this stuff from a past time for people to look at and say, who was that and what did he do? Was that good? Was that bad? There won't be any of that if they do what they want to do. The acting DHS secretary said, if you're thinking about defacing federal property this weekend, take note. They moved really fast and tried to get, they got the guys that went after the Andrew Jackson Memorial, or the statue. And that was immediately criticized as instituting a police state in the name of federally sanctioned racism. And all that conveniently ignoring the weeks of chaos and destruction. You can call it whatever you want, you anarchist. Call it whatever you like. You know, call it whatever you like. You're going to anyway. You seem to think that if you don't like the rules of society, you can merely ignore them and then call things whatever you want them to, how you characterize it. It reminds me a lot of the sovereign citizen movement. I don't know if you've ever looked at those guys. They'll get out there and they'll say, you know, if they're driving a car, they'll say, well, I'm not driving, I'm traveling. This kind of prostitution of language, if you will. So the question is, what are the Democrats and the left doing to prevent the anarchists from destroying American tradition, property, and ruining lives as a result? And it's a very easy thing to search. They're not doing anything. During his first news conference, which is just a little bit better than what I'm doing right now as far as production value, in nearly 3 months, former Vice President Joe Biden wasn't asked a single question about the burning of American cities. And he did not volunteer to condemn the behavior. And they, the Democrats, condemned the celebration of Independence Day while openly supporting mass Black Lives Matter demonstrations. They claimed going to a local fireworks celebration will lead to Wuhan coronavirus super spreader events, which, well, they were sanctioned just a little while ago by all of you blue cities, you blue states. Perfectly okay. Now, if you weren't going to one of those, now you couldn't go out. You know, you had to social distance and mask up and all this other nonsense. But if you were going to protest the man, well, then, of course, you could go out there and just, you know, bump up against each other like sardines, if that's what you wanted to do. And it's amazing how wanting to go out and celebrate the independence of this country, which is a real thing, you know, that occurred against the world superpower at the time, that is decried as going against science, but when you're doing it to burn down the entire city and shooting people and looting things and, you know, going in there and getting you a whole arm of Gucci and some Louis Vuitton on Rodeo Drive, that's okay. That's okay. The ones that wear masks when they're looting, they're wearing that so you don't see their face. But, hey, that's good, right? Mask wearing is good. Democrats aren't doing anything to prevent criminal behavior. They're endorsing it, along with the way they're doing their best to help the anarchists bury us. At some point, unfortunately, we're going to have to step in. If we see it happening in front of us, we will have to step in, and we will have to halt it. We need to do it in a very measured way. Like, I doubt I'm ever going to see any of this kind of action here in where I live. Nobody's calling to defund the police. Sheriff's department's rolling around like nothing's going on. They are aware, but at the same time, they are quite loose and laid back. Because nobody looks at them as systemic racists. So, yeah. Keep all that in mind. They're not doing anything to stop this, and they're actually endorsing the criminal behavior. And that's what they're about. That's all they are about. And being in charge. Large and in charge. They want to be in charge of you. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
On the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. I see the plight of certain people that are out there that have discovered that self-defense is a really good thing to learn how to do, and how the cops aren't coming in some cases, and that's actually by design because they're being forced to act that way. And I look at all of these anecdotal stories, like the story about a friend who brought up the topic of gun sales. And this friend's father owns a gun range, and she said she's seen a huge amount of leftists coming in to purchase weapons in recent weeks. When asked how he knew that, they were shocked to discover they just can't walk out of the store with a gun, was the answer. Well, that's what they've been told, right? I mean, we discussed this earlier. We've all heard how gun sales are skyrocketing, but I hadn't considered some of the tangential effects of the phenomenon until, looking at the scene right now. I'll be in a place, most of the time when I go to a gun shop nowadays, it's to pick up a gun that's been shipped to me to review. And when I get there and I'm looking there, there's somebody in there looking for a gun. And, you know, first of all, they're going to come in there and say, I want this kind of a gun. But then that changes when they realize there is none of this type of that gun there. So then they're looking for something like it. Then they're just going to settle for what they can find. Right now, a lot of leftists have suddenly discovered to love their Second Amendment right. And many of them are finding out the gun control narrative in this country is repeated loudly and often by Hollywood and the fake stream media is a complete lie. So there's this place called On Target Indoor Shooting Range in Laguna Niguel, California. Or Nigel. Nigel? Niguel? I don't know. It's somewhere. A lot of people take their kids there to teach them how to shoot. A lot of people take their concealed carry permit classes there. And the owner there, Greg Buzlock, he said that while others are stuck at home while the economy grinds to a halt, he's been working nonstop at the range as the applications for background checks and permits are stacking up daily. Buzlog claims he's never done business like this, even during the days of Barack Obama, who was, you know, like we said earlier, he was a piker. He's a piker now compared to Antifa. Antifa's the best gun salesman we've ever had. Then, this is what Mr. Buzlog said. He says, as the owner of an indoor shooting range and gun store here in California these past 14 years, we've never experienced such a huge demand for firearms and ammunition, even higher than the famous Obama rush of 2012-2013. And it's nice to see businesses flourishing during these scary times, but Buzlog says that safety has been a huge issue at the range, as many of the first-time buyers seem to have gotten all their notions about guns and gun safety from TV. He said, we tried to look at just who the new firearm purchases were, and we believe that more than 60% of these individuals were first-time buyers. I can't describe the amount of fear in my staff as we had the buyers show proof of safe handling as part of the purchase process as required by law. You've never seen so many barrels pointed at sales staff and other customers. It was truly frightening. We had to keep stopping the process to give them quick safety lessons. We're adding many more basic classes in the coming weeks and encourage these buyers to please attend. We hope they do. I believe it. The thing with guns is if you handle guns enough and if you're in places where with other people that handle guns, things do happen. As long as you're maintaining that thought process of what the four rules are about handling a gun, you're going to be fine. But the minute any one of those goes out the window, well, you might be having a problem. The fact that most people who believe they're anti-gun are actually just anti-stupid because they, you know, they abhorred the Second Amendment right until recently. They just don't realize they're projecting their own stupidity onto law-abiding gun owners. They imagine that we gun owners are just a bunch of yahoos out here combining our, you know, combing our mullets and waving our guns around to look sexy while we look for anything or anyone to shoot at any time. They don't respect the power of the weapon, and they don't treat them accordingly, and which is what Boozlog is witnessing firsthand at the range. Gun owners, of course, take safety care and precautions quite seriously. This is ingrained and part and parcel of the culture of gun ownership. And while the safety of the employees at the range was a very serious matter, the most amusing and annoying part of for the staff has been watching these first-time buyers discover just how stringent gun laws are in California, including one of their newest laws requiring background checks before buying ammunition. So Boozlog says it's a bridge too far for the people who've been told their whole lives that it's easier to get a gun than it is to get an abortion, except it actually isn't. He says more than a dozen of these buyers, men and women, actually thought that since they filled out and signed everything, they could just walk out and go home with the firearm. Several actually said they saw how easy it was to buy a gun on TV, and why did they have to fill out all these forms? The majority of these first-timers lost their minds when we went through the ammo law requirements. Most used language not normally heard, even on a gun range. And we pointed out that since no one working here voted for these laws, then maybe they might know someone who did. And maybe they should go back and talk to these people and tell them to rethink their position on firearms. We were just trying to be nice. Most were very vocal about why it takes 10 days minimum, sometimes longer if the DOJ is backed up to take their property home with them. They ask, why do I need to wait 10 days if I need the protection today or tomorrow? Once again, it was pointed out that nobody working at the gun shop actually voted for the people to put these laws in place. They really went crazy when we told them that for each firearm they had to do the same amount of paperwork and they could only purchase one handgun every 30 days. Once again, we didn't vote for that law either. We had people cuss at us and stomp out when we explained the secondary identification had to be part of the paperwork, as they felt insulted that what they had wasn't good enough. We have a number of Yelp reviews calling us names and other things about how bad we are because of this whole new buyer rush. I hope for the safety of these people at this range, and for any range where this is happening, and in the face of so many uninformed and incurious first-time buyers. And that being said, I find this whole situation fascinating. So many things in our economy and way of life are shifting monumentally these days, and I wonder if the gun control battle is going to be one of them. See, this is never, you know, all the things that they do simply make it inconvenient for you to buy a gun. You have so many steps you got to go through. And a lot of people are discovering this firsthand. And I wonder how they voted the last time. I wonder how they're going to vote the next time. There are a lot of people out there, first-timers and Second Amendment haters, who feel like hypocrites for wanting a gun for protection. Now they're navigating the convoluted gun laws for themselves and discovering that it is not just possible to walk into a store, buy a gun and leave with it in your pocket, at least not in California. And as these revelations begin to spread among the leftist brethren in the state of California, will we see a shift in gun laws and support for anti-Second Amendment legislators? This could be one of the things that helps start turning California back red. But only time will tell. And it's going to be an interesting question to ponder in this next election and in the ones after this. Because I wonder how many people are going to actually remember this. Because most of these things that happen, only seem real when they inconvenience you. And now for the first time gun buyer that's been anti-Second Amendment, anti-gun, anti-this, anti-that, now all of a sudden they wake up and they find out that this is really not the way they said it was. And I'm good, and it's affecting me this way. This can't be good for me. So, I hope they learned their lesson. I hope the entire country where all of these things are happening, I hope they learned their lesson. They need to look at their rights, you know, assert their rights, vote that way. Anybody that's not supporting your rights, don't vote for them, vote against them, get active, do all of this other stuff, and go for it. Or I guess maybe they'll just simply shut up and just go back to their regular way of life, if it ever goes back to being regular. I don't know. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.